laid down my first color, and that is black. I'm going to put just a little bit more on here and hopefully not get any on the camera. It's not much to look at just yet, but as we put more color on, you'll be able to see better. I have different color paints here. These are acrylic paints. And again, there are as many different ways to marble as there are marblers. So some artists will use watercolor, some use oil, some use ink. Now, this is the essence of marbling. What's happening is as the color touches the surface, it doesn't blend with the color that's already on the surface. It pushes it aside. And that is how, in the end, we have all of these beautiful little bits of pure, brilliant color. Nothing ever blends. It never gets muddy. Okay, maybe some yellow. Now it's starting to be something to look at. Now we can see it. All right, now we need to brighten it up. Maybe let's brighten it with some lavender. There, now we're getting somewhere. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you'll notice that the splatters aren't, they're not spreading as much anymore. That's because the surface of the water has become saturated. So pretty soon, after probably one more color, I'm going to have to quit, because if I keep putting paint on the surface, after it's saturated, the paint will sink. We don't want it to sink, because then it can't touch the paper that we lay down on top. All right, so this will be my last color. It's nice, brilliant orange. Okay, that looks pretty nice, just the way it is. If I wanted to, I could lay my paper down there and print it just like that, and it would look something like either of these two over here. But we're going to push it further. I'm going to use my stirring stick. And this process draws out the color and sort of gets it all lined up and ready for these tools that you see over here. It makes it respond better to the tools when it's organized. And this takes a little while. Now, there are no rules to marbling. When the kids do this, they don't ever do it as carefully as I'm doing it now. Kids get in there with the stick and they go in circles round and round, and that's fine. Then you end up with an abstract looking pattern, and that's fine too. We're getting there. Does anybody have any questions?
It's beautiful.
This particular pattern right here is called a Gelgit. And from this Gelgit, we can make lots of beautiful, traditional, very intricate patterns. Again, if I wanted to, I could lay my paper down right now and print it, and it would be beautiful. But I'm going to use more tools. Okay, I'm going to use my comb. Like magic. One of the things I love about paper marbling is when you look at the end product, if you haven't seen the process, it just looks magical, I think. And then once you see the process, the magic is gone, but you've been educated. All right. Okay, this is looking really nice. This pattern that we have now is called the Unknown Paris. I think that's a French word, Known Paris. And from here, we can make all kinds of different patterns.